folks.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The New Year's march across the globe has now reached Eastern Russia. It's already 2025 in New Zealand. And here in the U.S., a million people expected to ring in 2025 in Times Square. ABC's Lionel Moyes.
The NYPD expanding the area blocked off this year in wake of the ISIS-inspired machete attack at a police checkpoint 2 years ago. Drones, bomb-sniffing dogs, and officers in plain clothes will be deployed. The police commissioner is promising a massive presence following the recent attack at a Christmas market in Germany.
In South Korea, Jeju Air CEO Kimmy Bae saying funeral preparations are underway for the 179 people who died when the airline 737-800 crash landed on Sunday. An American NTSB team of experts has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation into the crash. Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide. New Hampshire seeing high activity. This is ABC News. Part of New Orleans cleaning up on the last day of 2024 after a partial collapse of a building that stood for nearly two centuries.
Real estate records show that the two-story wedge-shaped building was constructed in 1830 and was being renovated. But last night, a security camera across the street captured video of its collapse. Jamal Israel had just come home from work.
All of a sudden, I just heard this loud boom and this lightning flash through the windows.
Falling bricks took down an electrical transformer and crushed two cars, but no one was hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A brief scare on the runway for a jet carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team. It nearly crossed a runway at LAX as another plane was taking off. No one was hurt. The FAA is investigating. And it's being dubbed the Work-In. Walmart selling a look-alike of the famous Birkin bag. The real thing can go for tens of thousands of dollars. The Walmart version just under 80, but sold out. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contact Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month, finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you, like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
From Meyer Oil and LP to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and excited for what's to come in 2025.
Let me help you save money at the Creative Outlet. From now until January 4th, you can save 50% off on all of our unique scrapbooking papers.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning and happy New Year's. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a storm system passing south of our region this morning. It was centered down towards southern Illinois, Indiana, with a large shield of rain swirling around it primarily. The northern fringe of that just getting up to extreme southern Wisconsin, right along the Illinois-Iowa-Wisconsin border. A few drizzles could be noted in parts of Grant County, for example, early this morning. Maybe some snowflakes, but really nothing significant. That will slide away throughout the day. A weak cool front, though, will slide in from the northwest later this afternoon and this evening, which could produce some flurries across the area. So as you're ushering in 2025 tonight, some cooler air moving in, a little bit of a breeze, it will certainly feel winter-like. In fact, colder temperatures will settle in throughout the week and be with us right into the upcoming weekend. Looks like mainly a dry pattern with high pressure edging down from Canada, suppressing any moisture mainly off to the west and south of our region. There is a slight chance of a little snow shower activity just clipping us towards Sunday or Monday. We'll certainly keep an eye on that as we get closer. So today, look for cloudy skies, some patchy drizzle and light snow showers possible in the morning far south, and a few flurries possible throughout the area this afternoon. Highs reaching in about the mid-30s. North wind becoming northwest up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, some scattered flurries possible early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cooler, low at 21. Tomorrow for New Year's Day, partly sunny with a chilly breeze, high in the upper 20s. West wind between 10 and 16. Thursday should be partly sunny, low 15 degrees, high near 25. Heading into Friday, nice sunshine, but cooler yet. Low 12 with a high of 20. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and cold. Low near 5 with a high of 19. And Sunday, partly sunny and brisk, high 21. Next Monday, a chance of flurries, high 23. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 29 with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 35. The record high, 57 in 1965. Record low, 20 below zero in 1963. Last year's high, 32, and the low, 29. Sunset will happen at 4:35 this afternoon for New Year's Eve. Then sunrise time on the New Year Day tomorrow, 7:34. East to northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.78. Again, right now in Richland Center, we have been holding steady all morning long at 29 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at some games that were played yesterday in high school sports, details on some games today in basketball, and last night, a wild Monday night NFL game. The Packers look ahead at playoff possibilities as well.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Ney with WRCO Sports. Yesterday in basketball action, there were few games played. In girls' hoops, Belmont over Southwestern, 71-32, and Edgerton over Lodi, 54-38. In boys' basketball, it was a win for North Crawford over Viroqua, 73-55, Potosi over Lancaster, 67-63, and Seneca defeated Cassville, 68-56. Some of the alumni greats will be back in the area to play some basketball this weekend. Richland Center will be organizing a game, which will also help the Richland Center sports boosters and Richland Center basketball. Coach Brian Poles was in the studio recently talking about Saturday's alumni festivities.
We've got that coming up. It's always a fun event. January 4th this year, so we're just about a week and a half out. We have 30 some former alumni that are signed up to participate. It's our biggest fundraisers as a basketball program. So it's just, you know, it's a fun time for guys to come back, reminisce, meet up with old classmates, and you know, the basketball, you know, it's not great, but it's a lot of fun.
The Hornets will be playing host to Kenosha Indian Trail in a game that will get underway around 1 o'clock for JV, 3 o'clock for varsity. But the alumni action going on Saturday morning, again, is a fundraiser in the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Ithaca Alumni Basketball Tournament will be held on Saturday. The women's game will start at 6 and the men's at 7:30. There will also be a three-point contest starting at 5. There is a $5 donation to play in the games to benefit the Ithaca basketball programs. Ithaca boys coach Aaron Hipsch talked to me about Alumni Day.
So this is the second annual alumni game, boys and girls. So it's just kind of starting to get going. You know, maybe as we get our feet under ourselves a little bit, it can turn into a tournament, but it's a great opportunity for people to support the programs, come back and see some of your former classmates, former teammates play a little ball, and, you know, maybe some of the mom and dads, they can show their kids that they still got it. It hasn't been difficult at all to find people to play. So I think the response is growing as we get going. Like I said, it's only the second year, but as this gets going and the word of mouth passes around, I think it can only go up from here.
Contact Aaron Hipsch at 608-475-3601 or email aaron.hipsch@ithaca.k12.wi.us if interested in playing in the men's game. David Klang, the Ithaca girls coach, at 608-415-3267 or email klandav@ithaca.k12.wi.us if you're interested in playing in the Ithaca alumni women's game. Again, there will be a three-point contest getting underway at 5, and then the girls, the women's game at 6, the men's game at 7:30. Elsewhere in sports, the Major League Bowling League went at it again last night. Week 17 of 32, series high for the teams. New York Life, 35-43. Lonesome Dove Tavern, 34-28. Gary Construction, a 34-26. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-43. New York Life, 12-34. And Cardinal CG and Gary Construction, an 11-61 game. Individually, Fred Kepler had the top series, 660, 123 over average. Steve Nelson rolled a 646. The third best series, Todd Earnessy with a 627. Carey Geis and Fred Kepler each had 244 games. Herman Bernstein with a 237 and Todd Gruber a 235. Have a safe and happy new year, says the Major League Bowling League from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed as questionable for tonight's game against Indianapolis. Actually, it starts this afternoon at around 2 o'clock in Indiana. Giannis returned to practice on Monday, going through some back spasm issues, and he also has missed time because of an illness that has also hit some teammates. It will be a game-time decision whether he plays against the Pacers as Milwaukee tries to snap a two-game losing streak. In other action from the NBA, New York 126, Washington 106, Chicago won in overtime over Charlotte 115-108, the Clippers 116, New Orleans 113, Denver 132, Utah 121, Cleveland over Golden State 113-95, Sacramento 110, Dallas 100, Philadelphia 125, Portland 103. There is men's basketball action going on tonight. The Marquette men's basketball team sits idle. Its ranking remains steady at number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Golden Eagles haven't played since December 21st, 10 straight days without a game due to the holidays. All of the top 13 teams in the poll stayed exactly the same. Marquette, though, is back in action tonight for a Big East Conference game at Providence. The Badger women's team gets back to it tonight when Minnesota visits Wisconsin after Tori McKinney scored 25 in the Golden Gophers' 90-54 win against the Penn State Lady Lions. The teams play today for the first time this season. Wisconsin is 1-1 against the Big Ten, and Minnesota is 1-1 also against conference opponents. The Packers prepare for this weekend. The Bears, a win would certainly help their possibilities of staying where they are in terms of their seed. It was a loss on Sunday and somewhat of a sloppy day, said Coach Matt LaFleur yesterday.
You got to give them credit. I mean, that's a good football team, but I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
The last game of the regular season is still important to the Packers, even though the team clinched a playoff spot. Green Bay will face one of three potential opponents in the first round. Most likely at this point, it's Philadelphia. If they win that road game against the Eagles, the Pack would still be away from home against either Minnesota or Detroit. They're 61% likely to face that scenario and 28% likely to meet the Rams. The long shot for the first round of the playoffs would be the Buccaneers. And last night, Jared Goff threw three touchdown passes, and the Lions tuned up for their Week 18 division showdown against Minnesota by beating the 49ers 40-34. Goff threw a go-ahead touchdown pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown in the final minute of the third quarter, following the first of Kirby Joseph's two second-half interceptions against Brock Purdy in a rematch of last season's NFC title game won by San Francisco. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Big results from holiday tournaments and classics as we head into the new year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A very happy new year to everyone out there, but before we celebrate 2025, let's take a look back at the final week of high school sports for 2024. The De Pere boys basketball team dropped a tough matchup against Wisconsin Lutheran just before the holiday break, but the Redbirds rebounded in resounding fashion with a pair of high-profile victories at Concordia University in Mequon. First, it was a thrilling 75-73 victory over previously undefeated and D3 top-ranked Milwaukee Academy of Science on Friday, as senior Badger commit Zach Kinziger scored 35 points. He'd add 24 points the next night as the Redbirds down D2 second-ranked Wauwatosa West 68-52. After setting the school's career assist record a couple weeks ago, Amory senior Carter Wolin showed he's also one of the state's top scorers, pouring in 52 points, another school record, in a blowout win over Hayward. Prairie du Chien senior Blake Tierney was named the WFCA Small School Offensive Player of the Year this fall and again proved why he's one of the top overall athletes in the state with a championship at the Bi-State Wrestling Classic over break. After scoring a major decision in the semifinals over Aquinas' Tyson Martin, who had defeated him earlier this year, Tierney won the 215-pound title with a 4-2 decision against Port Washington's Garrett Kaczynski, who had beat him in the event finals last year. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. As we continue on with our get-together today on WRCO Radio and keeping you company, we'll have the Paul Harvey program coming up in just a moment.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Again, Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maracas, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maracas smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
We're 29 degrees in Richland Center, and now a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Her name was Fairy. Fairy Muriel Lind. She's remembered among the most extraordinary American scientists of the 20th century. Her earliest research projects were conducted at Michigan State. It was at Oklahoma State University where she moved her operations in the autumn of 1952, and that was to become her residential and scientific home for more than three decades. The focus of her research was antibiotics, and all antibiotics are produced by soil microorganisms. In addition to identifying antibiotics and evaluating their disease-fighting potential, Ferry Lind conducted much of the pioneer research in aflatoxins. These are mold carcinogens often found in most peanuts. It was a serious problem in those days because peanuts were frequently consumed with little processing. The Lind aflatoxin project was considered so significant that it drew more than $500,000 in grants from the National Institute of Health. As an outgrowth of this research, Ferry Lind went on to identify other cancer-causing agents. Now, it's 1971. Ferry Lind revealed her enzyme assay techniques before the International Mycological Congress at the University of Exeter in England. In 1973, she similarly addressed an audience of world-renowned scientists at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. In 1975, she was asked to speak on applied microbiological techniques at England's University of Canterbury. In 1981, she received a National Science Foundation grant to present a paper at a prestigious international meeting in Sri Lanka. And yet, despite the worldwide recognition she received during the last 15 years of her life, Ferry Lind remained, to a surprising extent, the world's scientific community's best-kept secret. A couple of reasons. One was her own modesty, but there was something else. Scientist Fair Muriel Lind labored in the shadow of another scientist, a man to whom she generously offered much of her own hard-earned credit, J.Q. Lind, Ferry's husband. Curie-like, they worked together, generating research which became the benchmark for research to follow. And yet Ferry, the shy scientist, stayed as much as possible in the comfortable background. Even after her cancer was diagnosed in 1984, even after she was confined to a wheelchair, Ferry Lind continued to be productive, laying the groundwork upon which her husband could base scores of scientific papers and projects. She passed away in the summer of 1986. Did I mention that Ferry and J.Q. had met in 1940 at the University of Arkansas, where both of them worked in the business office? After the Second World War, J.Q. resumed his scientific studies and earned his master's and his doctorate degrees, but his young wife, Ferry, with two small children to bear, had little time for academics. And yes, I do mean to say that Ferry Muriel Lind, now one of the most respected and renowned microbiologists in American scientific history, that she learned over her husband's shoulder and earned not one college degree in all of her career. Not one, yet produced some of the most astonishing, the most innovative research in her field, with only a high school diploma. And now you know the rest of the story.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This morning is Monday. Where are you now? Teasing my memory, teaching me how.
great tune there on WRCO from Leanne Womack. Welcome back to music. We have the trivia question of the day, kind of getting you warmed up for tonight's Triviathon on WRCO that gets underway at 6 o'clock, goes until midnight. And again, if you haven't registered your team, 608-647-2111. If you'd like to officially play along and see how you do against some of the other teams and some stalwarts, some just casual trivia players. And then you're certainly welcome to play along at home without keeping score officially, too. And we just hope you'll listen tonight as we bring in some friends and have some fun reminiscing with trivia this evening. We'll talk about that today on the morning show as well. Right now, Lee Bryce and friends.
Sculpt a single thing, but I love this country world. Hey man, I'm on the lake, but I'm about to float on back. Out here just slinging bait, but ain't hooked one single bass. Oh, what you gonna do, what you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, ain't go anywhere but home. Thank God for drinking buddies. Make a bad day better. Yeah, them drinking buddies. You know we tip them all back together. Downtown lounge in the neon light. Out in the sticks on a Saturday night. They always got your back when your wallet runs out of money. Thank God for drinking buddies. Thank God for drinking buddies.
And gone, and I ain't bringing him back. When he hits up my phone, I hit decline and I laugh.
Hey girl, we just got wind, you and that boy broke up.
Oh, did you?
Thought you could use some friends. We're here to cheers you. Thank God for drinking buddies. They can make a bad day better. Yeah, them drinking buddies. You know we tip them off. On a Saturday night, they always got your back when your wallet runs out of money. Thank God for drinking buddies. Thank God for drinking buddies. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Got nothing going on.
I reckon I'll pack it on up, pack it on up. Ain't no anywhere at home.
Thank God for drinking buddies. They can make a bad day better. Yeah, them drinking buddies. You know we tip them all back together. Downtown lounge in the neon light. Out in the sticks on a Saturday night. They always got your back when your wallet runs out of money.
Yesterday, how fast it all flies away. I don't know what it is about a goodbye kiss that makes you want to stay. We were crazy, then we were over. We were breaking up, making love a runaway roller coaster. About you.
Chilton on WRCO. It is 20 minutes before 9. Ryan Seacrest says it's a mix of calmness and excitement in Times Square leading up to the big countdown to the new year. Seacrest says the people who show up at 4 p.m. are pretty chill, and some will sit on blankets to give their feet a break. He says as 8 p.m. approaches, you can feel it all amped up. Seacrest will host ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Rita Ora tonight. The entertainment lineup includes Carrie Underwood, the Jonas Brothers, Lenny Kravitz, along with Teddy Sims, Thomas Rhett, and Cody Johnson. Apple TV has a chance for you to get some free streams. If you have an Apple ID, you can watch Apple TV Plus for free this weekend. They say its streaming service will be available from January 3rd through the 5th on any device where Apple TV Plus is available. And also in entertainment news today, the Grand Ole Opry will dedicate Saturday's performance to the memory of former President Jimmy Carter. Opry executive producer Dan Rogers says Carter visited the Opry before, during, and after his presidency. Rogers says Carter last visited in 2019 with his wife Rosalind, accompanied by friends Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. Carter hosted not just country concerts at the White House, but jazz, blues, and classical. Some notes on today. Today's trivia question is coming up next.
Hauling, fencing, hunting. As sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to enjoy a great meal, the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock offers a casual, family-friendly atmosphere with creative dishes and exceptional service that'll keep you coming back for more. Located at 320 South Oak Street, the Woods invites you to dine in, enjoy outdoor seating, or pick up your favorites to go. Whether it's a night out or a quick bite, they have got you covered. Call 608-583-2625 to place your order or stop by and experience the warm hospitality and delicious flavors that make the Woods in Lone Rock a local favorite. The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or Secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center. Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by the Muscatine Mini Mart, a chance for you to enjoy a delicious pizza on them if you know the right answer to our trivia question today. Well, first of all, a little history. December 31st, 1943, John Deutschendorf, later became known as John Denver, of course, an American singer, songwriter, musician, and activist, was born. So in honor of John Denver, and of course it is Packer Bear Week as well, John Denver trivia today. In the John Denver song, how big was Grandma's feather bed? How big was Grandma's feather bed? 608-647-4155.
What am I gonna do when I get over you? What am
you're gone and it hurts like hell. Wishing I was anybody else. What am I gonna do when I get over you? What am I gonna be? You're just a memory. Oh, what am I gonna dream?
Congrats today to Kelly Wagner. Nice job. She came through the line with the right answer. The Jen Denver song, Grandma's Feather Bed. How big was the feather bed? I'm guessing there are a lot of people out there singing the lyrics in their head. And we had a couple of guests. We had one for 5 feet high. And yeah, but no, it's 9 feet high, 6 feet wide. Of course, it was soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. I was on the math team, but that's kind of going over my head right now. But anyway, there you go. Congratulations, Kelly wins, courtesy of Muscadet Mini Mart, a delicious pizza with toppings there, and you can check it out. That'd be a great thing to do for New Year's Eve, get a pizza to go there from the Muscadet Mini Mart, our sponsor of Tuesday Trivia. Yeah, this is a neat little song. In fact, there was a long, long time, just about every Christmas, I had to get something for June that was John Denver oriented. And one year I found children's books. They were to the lyrics of the songs, and she would read them in the daycare. She probably still has this one, but it goes through the lyrics of Grandma's Feather Bed, and it's illustrated, and it's really cool.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month in the snow. We'd have chicken pie and country ham with homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire. The old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole wolf apart for a tick. They'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stolen from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou.
Ooh,
but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. But I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road for grandma's been the best. I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road. Well, I best it better than the gal down the road. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a picky wheat stone from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
There you go, Grandma's Feather Bed, one of his famous songs, the album Back Home Again, and the song was not written by John Denver. Now, a couple of his most famous songs, like Thank God I'm a Country Boy, and that one were not written by him, although he was a prolific songwriter. That one was written by Jim Connor, who is a banjo player and a singer with the New Kingston Trio. That's where John Denver first heard the song. Connor played on the recording and toured with John Denver during that era as well. That's it for trivia. Well, for this moment, we're going to talk a little trivia during the morning show and set the stage for tonight's annual Trivia-thon on WRCO.
Meyer Oil and LP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Koenig Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Koenig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Koenig Printing in the North Industrial Park, Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
You'll always find what you need at the Shoebox. Warm, dry winter boots are in good supply for kids, women, and men. You'll be professionally fit every time you walk in the door. New shoes make a wonderful and logical Christmas gift. Gift certificates and other unique Christmas memorabilia gifts are available at the Shoebox. The Shoebox can be found in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
It's a little dark and gloomy out there yet today. We're at 29 degrees. I think the thermometer might be frozen. No, it's still, no, it didn't budge. 29, it's been 29 since midnight as well. Here's Miranda Lambert.
Bless your heart.
Happy Trails time coming up here on this New Year's Eve day.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Feeling music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac. Feeling music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Lost and wasted life, paint scars all that's left of me. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Feeling music is the only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying goodbye for now. We'll get into some community conversation next hour following ABC News on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2025 has arrived in Sydney, Australia. People were there when midnight arrived with music, fireworks, and indigenous performances. Here at home, over a million people expected to brave the rain tonight in New York's Times Square. Security is tight. A team from the NTSB arriving in South Korea to join investigators at the scene of one of the worst aviation disasters in history. ABC News contributor John Nance, a pilot, doesn't expect quick answers about the commercial jet crash.